practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this 25th day of August 2019 with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and I thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather together early on Sunday morning to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And we begin by listening to this song entitled, Sing to the Lord. Yes, I trust today that you will sing to the Lord, not only there at home or in your automobile or at work, but at church with others of like precious faith. This is the Lord's Day, and it's the day when Christians all around the world will be gathering together to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Will you find yourself in church today? I trust indeed that you will. Remember that going to church is something that the Lord really expects from those of us who are His children. The Bible teaches us that very clearly in many places, but in Hebrews 10 and verse 25, it says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching." And, of course, there's a lot of truth in that verse, but it teaches us that as we draw closer to the return of Jesus Christ, we ought to be together with other Christians more and more, and that involves going to church on Sunday. I'm amazed today to see how many churches are closing down their evening services, their Wednesday night services. Recently, my wife and I were on vacation, and we went to a church that is a good, solid, Bible-believing, evangelical fundamental church, but they only have Sunday school and Sunday morning service, no evening service, no Wednesday service. And I know the Bible doesn't tell us that we must do that, but you know something, ladies and gentlemen, those are good things, to be able to get together with other Christians, to sing praises unto God, to worship the Lord, to study the Bible. And when the church cuts them out of their program, I think that in the long run, that's going to hurt the church in many, many ways. And maybe the time is not yet to come to us to tell us just exactly what kind of hurt that will bring upon a church that does that. You see, the early Christians were together practically every day. And because of that, they were strong and were able to do what God wanted them to do. Today, we are so scattered. Today, we don't have time for church, it seems. Today, we make excuses for not going to church. So I pray that on this day, the 25th of August, you will find yourself in church. And if you don't have a place to go, I invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where we have Sunday school at 9:30 this morning, our morning service at 10:30, and then tonight our evening service at 6. And by the way, during the morning service today, I'm going to be speaking on a continual series. It's sort of a summer-ending series entitled, What We Cannot Live Without. What We Cannot Live Without. And I'm sharing numerous things, and so I would encourage you to visit us today. Now, don't forget, we do have a website where you can learn more about our church. It is www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. And you can learn about everything, or practically everything, that we do here at the church. And I would encourage you to go there regularly because it is updated at least once a week, that being on Monday. But go to church today, will you? And certainly, if we can be of any spiritual help to you, contact us. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. If you have a prayer request, call it in. If you have a question about the Bible, call it in. If you have a concern in your life, let us know. But we are here to do what we can to help you in your walk with the Lord. Again, that phone number is 814-944-2894. Right now, there's nobody in the office, but the phone is there. There is the opportunity for you to leave a voicemail, and I would encourage you to do that. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you this morning, we do thank you once again for this day that you've made for us. It's a day that you have made, that we might rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I thank you for everybody under the sound of my voice this morning. You know their needs. You know those who aren't saved yet. They've not yet trusted your Son as their Savior. It's my prayer that today will be the day of salvation for them. You know those who are Christians who need to be encouraged and who know that they need to grow in the Lord. I pray, dear Lord, that you would minister to them today through this program. There might even be a Christian who is outside of your will today. Speak to their hearts through your Spirit today. But Father, I pray that you'll take this particular program and use it for your intended purpose, that you might be glorified. And we'll give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's a song entitled Glory to His Name.
Cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name, I'm singing glory to His name, glory to His name, there
so sweetly this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name.
From the spiritual breadbox of the Word of God, we'd go to the Old Testament book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24, where the Word of God says, "Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let them that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. And now, before I deliver a message entitled Knowing God's Grace, we're going to listen to another song simply entitled Be Still and Know That I Am God.
For he cares for you, no matter.
Be still and know that I am God. That comes from Psalm 46, and certainly, no matter what we go through, we know that as Christians, well, we get worked up at times, don't we? And when we are going through those times when we had that tendency to get worked up, we must be still and know that God is God. And as a providential God, He will work all things out for our good and for His glory. Today, if you have a copy of God's Word, please turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2. If you cannot turn, I would encourage you to listen to a verse of Scripture that is quite short, but has everything to do with our Christian life. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1, the Apostle Paul is speaking to his spiritual son in the Lord, that is Timothy, and he says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Quite a simple verse, but I will tell you, it's a powerful verse that has a lot to do with our Christian life. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." I believe that many times as Christians, we don't really understand the grace of God. As a matter of fact, what is even worse, many times we are not even interested in the grace of God. In fact, let me ask you a question this morning. When was the last time you took time to study God's grace? Now, when I mean taking time, I mean not just 5 minutes reading some verses of Scripture about God's grace, but when was the last time you really dug into the concept of God's grace and studied it and then learned principles about God's grace that you applied to your own life? Well, maybe it's been a while. Therefore, I would encourage you to take some time to do so because, ladies and gentlemen, as Christians, we need to recognize that we cannot be saved apart from God's grace. We cannot be strengthened apart from God's grace. We cannot be sustained apart from God's grace. Without the grace of God, we are in a spiritual mess. And so Paul, in speaking to Timothy, knowing that Timothy, being a young pastor, was going to go through all sorts of circumstances in his life, simply gave him a statement that would enable him to be the person that God would have him to be. And he said, "Timothy, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Let's think about this for just a few moments this morning. First of all, we see that this is a command. It's not an option. It's not a suggestion. It's a command to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And you see, as I've already implied, most Christians don't even understand the reality of grace in their lives. Oh, yes, they sing the song, "Amazing Grace." They sing the song, "Saved by Grace." They remember Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, where it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And so grace is a common word in their vocabulary, but they fail to understand the reality of it. In fact, they fail many times apart from being saved by grace. Many Christians fail to apply the grace of God to their lives. And I say that because many Christians attempt to live the Christian life by their own strength. You can't do that, and I can't do that. Every now and then, I've had people say to me, "The Christian life is so hard to live." Well, yes, it's difficult. It's impossible to live if we try to live it on our own strength. But when we allow the grace of God to work in our lives, when we are strong in the grace of God, as Paul told Timothy to be, then we are going to find that the Christian life is going to be, oh yes, filled with trials, but much more easy to go through. You see, as Christians, we think that we can accomplish spiritual growth and spiritual development and spiritual character by our own strength. We cannot do it. There is no way we can do it in and of ourselves. Take the book of Galatians, for instance. In the book of Galatians, the Apostle Paul was writing to the Galatian Christians, and he was talking to them about the fact that they were reverting back to various legalistic elements of the Old Testament law. and trying to keep those elements through the flesh in order to grow spiritually. He said you can't do that. In fact, he said when you attempt to do that, you are really frustrating the grace of God. You're falling from grace, not in the sense of losing salvation, but in the sense of not being able to apply it to your life. And so I asked you this morning, are you standing strong in the grace of God, or are you trying to live the Christian life by your own strength? So we see the command. Secondly, we see the concept. What is grace? Well, grace has often been referred to as God's unmerited gift to all of mankind. And that's a very good definition. Somebody has said that grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. But truly, it is God's unmerited gift to all mankind. In the book of Titus, chapter 2 and verse 11, the Bible says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men," that is, to all people. And what we find is this: God's grace has been delivered to everybody, not just to a certain few, but everybody of every age, of every culture, of every nation on the face of the earth. And it's through God's grace that God has provided for mankind. He has provided salvation. We cannot save ourselves. But through the grace of God, we can be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. In God's provision for mankind, He provides our strength. Oh, listen, you and I don't have the ability, we do not have the strength, we do not have the power to go through the Christian life on our own. But when we yield to the grace of God, and when we do not frustrate the grace of God, then we've got the strength to do all things and everything that God would have us to do to please Him. But also through God's grace, He provides sustenance, or He sustains us. You know, there is no way that we can remain strong as a Christian. There's no way that we can sustain a God-honoring testimony on our own. But by the grace of God, we can do that. And through God's grace, we can go through all sorts of trials in life. And by the way, there are many trials in life. But the fact of the matter is, we need God's grace. And as we look at this passage of Scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1, it tells us that this grace is in Jesus Christ. Notice again, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Grace is only found in Christ. It's through the work of Christ on the cross that we see God's grace in salvation. It's through the work of Christ on the cross that we see God's strength, grace in His strength. It's through the work of Christ on the cross that we see God's grace in His sustaining power. It's all in Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus is the only Savior. And many times when we think of God's grace, we just think of the fact that, well, we've experienced God's grace through His work on the cross. But every element of our life, every element of our life is provided by the grace of God through Jesus Christ. Apart from Jesus Christ, we would not have the grace of God as we know it. But that leads us to the concern. And I go back to what I've mentioned a time or two already in this program, and that is that many Christians attempt to live the Christian life apart from God's grace. And when that is done, they fail in the Christian life. The Apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 2, verse 21, he said this, "I do not frustrate the grace of God." In other words, he was saying, I am saved by grace, and if I'm going to live the Christian life, I must live it by grace. I'm not going to frustrate the grace of God by not applying it to my life. Paul recognized that he needed God's grace, and so every day he applied God's grace to his life so that he would not frustrate the very purpose of God's grace in his life. But then, over in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 4, he said to the Galatians, "You are fallen from grace." That does not mean that they lost their salvation, but it means that rather than trying to use the grace of God as their source of life, they tried to live their life apart from God's grace, and they fell in their victorious living for the Lord. So the command is clear. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. The concept is needed. I'll tell you what, without God's grace, we could not live. But the concern is, let's not fail to apply the grace of God in our life. I would encourage you today to take a look at your life. And if you're not applying God's grace, admit to God that you need God's grace. Don't attempt to be saved or to live without the grace of God. You need God's grace. Give Him the thanks for it. Thank you so very much for being there by the radio this morning. And until I greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.